The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, friends. This is Larry Wilson for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Money Matters. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving the community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. For the next half hour, I will be continuing our readings from the book Pogue's Basics, Money, Essential Tips and Shortcuts That No One Bothers to Tell You. And we will continue reading in Chapter 9 that's titled The Body, and we will start with Drop Your Prescription Copay by Two-Thirds. Most medical insurance plans pay only part of your prescription medicines. You're expected to do your share by coughing up a copay, a chunk of the price, maybe $10 or $20 or even more, for every prescription you pick up. So here's the trick. When possible, buy your prescriptions in 90-day supplies instead of 30-day. Guess what? You'll pay that copay only 4 times a year instead of 12. And your savings ballpark here on this suggestion is around $80 a year. How to profit from the broken dreams of treadmill buyers. Oh boy, we've all probably been through that one once or twice. In an age when two-thirds of all Americans are overweight, it's no surprise that treadmills are hot sellers. People think, hey, a treadmill can give me exercise anytime I like, no matter what the weather outside, even while I'm reading or watching a movie. That's what they think. But as you and every stand-up comedian know, that's not how it works. According to Consumer Reports, about 40% of us stop using our home gym equipment, at least as exercise equipment. We make excellent use of them as clothes racks. Why don't we stick with our treadmill ambitions? It has to do with psychology. It's much harder to develop a new habit than we think, and buying new gear doesn't actually guilt us into using it the way we expect to. The point of all this: treadmills and other home gym machines are some of the most inexpensive, plentiful, and easily found used goods available. Hop on to Craigslist.org, the global site for free local classified ads, for example, and you'll be amazed at how many people are trying to unload their treadmills at any given time. As a bonus, technology doesn't advance much from year to year with these machines. Buying a 4-year-old treadmill isn't like buying a 4-year-old smartphone. It's likely to work just as well as a brand new one that cost twice as much. And the savings ballpark here is around $775, and they equate that by looking at the savings by buying a treadmill lightly used on eBay for maybe about $425 versus a new retail price of around $1,200. And stop rating your life savings for razor cartridges. It's unbelievable how much razor blade cartridges cost. $18 for 4 cartridges. You'd think these things were forged from virgin unicorn horn. The blades are engineered to need replacing incredibly often, too. As you well know, if you've ever taken up shaving, a new cartridge gives you a really clean, close shave for about 3 days. What few people realize, though, is why the blades go dull so fast. It's not because you're wearing them down. It's because they're rusting. Wet metal left exposed to the air oxidizes or rusts. At the microscopic level, the blades of your cartridge are rusting, weakening, and eventually flaking, and that result is a rougher shave. So how do you make wet metal razor blades stop rusting? You dry them. After each shave, blow them dry with a fan or blow dryer. Or swish the head in a little jar of rubbing alcohol that you keep on your sink for this purpose. A baby food jar works great. Alcohol blasts away the water molecules and then evaporates very quickly. You'll be amazed at how much longer your razor cartridges last when you stop them from rusting like this. At least three times as long. Some people get months out of their blades. There are even less expensive ways to shave. Instead of expensive Gillette razor cartridges, you could buy cheap plastic two-blade disposables. You could use an electric razor. You could learn to shave with a single blade like your grandfather did and sharpen it manually. You could sign up for Dollar Shave Club, which ships you new cartridges every month for $3, $6, or $9 a month, depending on how many blades they have. Most people find that none of these methods give as smooth or close or convenient a shave as the commercial cartridges, though. But your savings ballpark here could be around $175 a year. And now we'll move into Chapter 10, titled How to Exploit Group Buying Power. The goal of any business is to sell as many widgets as possible. The more widgets a company sells, the lower it can set the price. If you're genuinely interested in finding life's best money hacks, sooner or later, you have to consider the power of group buying. Get enough people together, amass enough buying power, and you won't believe how the world's merchants and vendors tremble. Here are a few of those groups worth joining. AAA, places to go, things to do at a discount. AAA once stood for American Automobile Association, but those free emergency roadside services, jump starts, tire changes, gas delivery, locksmiths, and tow trucks are only the tip of their deal iceberg. AAA is actually a national federation of about 70 regional clubs, AAA North New England, AAA Mid-Atlantic, and so on. Each offers its own membership pricing, usually about $70 a year. And here's where things get interesting for people who like money. Each offers an enormous 50-page list of discount deals on just about everything in life. Here's a sampling. Hotels. Discounts of 5 to 15% on Marriott, Renaissance, Sheraton, Ritz-Carlton, W, Westin, Best Western, Hyatt, and just about every other hotel you've ever heard of. And clothing. Discounts or free shipping from chains like American Eagle, Brooks Brothers, Calvin Klein, Eddie Bauer, Guess, Kenneth Cole, L.L. Bean, Nautical, and Nine West. And movie tickets. 25 or 35% off tickets from Cinemark, Showcase, Bowtie, or Regal Theaters. And technology, 10 to 30% off orders from Dell, HP, FedEx, GameStop, Lenovo, Office Depot, and iRobot, and free shipping from Apple, Bose, and Best Buy. And food and drink, 10 to 30% off Perkins, Wine.com, and lots of individual local non-chain restaurants. Prescriptions. If you take medicines, or if your pet does, that insurance that doesn't cover, here's where AAA can really shine. You get discounts averaging 24% at 90% of the pharmacies in America, including CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and most supermarket pharmacies. And activities and travel. 30% off Aquica, Busch Gardens, SeaWorld, Sesame Place, Water Country, USA, discount packages on Universal theme parks, cruise ships, zoos, museums, and other travel destinations. Discounts on Hertz, Dollar, and Thrifty rental cars, and Super Shuttle airport vans. In addition to those discounts on national businesses, each regional AAA club offers its own local deals. For example, AAA Southern New England covers New York City, so it offers discounts for Yankees games, New York City museums, and off-Broadway shows. The bottom line here is just about everywhere you go, everything you do and see comes with a AAA discount of at least 10%. The important thing, then, is to remember to ask. Every time you book anything, buy anything, order anything, by the way, is there a AAA discount? If adopting that habit doesn't easily make you your $70 annual dues back, then you really must not get out much. And your savings ballpark here could be around $230 a year. And how about AARP? Discounts everywhere. The 50-year-old looks. At one time, AAA stood for the American Association of Retired Persons. Today, it's just AARP. It's a massive 37 million member interest group for seniors, although it defines, quote, senior pretty loosely, anyone over 50. Membership costs around $16 a year. Honestly, you can make that up using one of the discounts the group has negotiated. Here are a few examples. Car care, $18 for a complete oil change. Free tire rotation, free maintenance inspection from Monroe Muffler Brake and Mr. Tire. 10% off auto repairs up to $50 at RepairPal. And car rental, 25% off of Avis or Budget rental car. And electronics, 10% off Kindle ebook readers and 50% off certain ebooks. And 10% off AT&T cell phone plans. Entertainment, $9.50 for Regal movie tickets, plus $3 off popcorn and drink combos, 15% off savings on golfing with teeoff.com, at least 25% off tickets bought in groups of four with Ticketmaster and Live Nation, and 15 to 30% off Circus Soleil tickets. And eyes and ears, an average of 38% off of prescriptions not covered by insurance, 60% off eye exams, and 30% off prescription glasses at Target Optical, Lens Crafters, Pearl Vision, and thousands of private shops. 25% off of glasses.com and 15% off hearing aids from Hear USA. Food and drink, 15% off at Denny's, Outback Steakhouse, and others. Hotels, up to 15% off at Starwood Hotels, which are Sheraton, W. Weston, and others. 20% off at 7,000 Wyndham Hotels, which are Days Inn, Howard Johnson, and Ramada, and so on, and 10% off around 1,100 other hotels. And insurance, AARP offers discounted insurance in every category, health, dental, property, life, homeowners, boat, car, and so on. And how about national parks? 10% off lodging and gift shops at Yellowstone, Grand Canyon, Death Valley, Zion, and other national parks, as well as state and county parks. Rail and tours, discounts on train trips and tours from Colette, Grand Canyon Railway, vacations by rail, no service fees for European rail passes and tickets. Shopping, 20% off 1-800-baskets.com, the Popcorn Factory and Rockport Outlet Stores. Free coupon books with over $1,000 in savings at designer outlet stores from Tanger Factory Outlet Centers. 5% off UPS shipping at the UPS store. 50 balance reward points for every $1 spent on Walgreens health products. And lastly, travel. 10% discount at certain hotels, 25% off Avis and budget car rentals, extra onboard credits on select cruises, discounted travel packages put together by AARP Travel Center, $100 off per couple, and reduced deposit from Liberty Travel Agencies, $65 to $400 off round-trip tickets from British Airways, 10% discount on off-site airport parking through Park Ride Fly USA. Of course, claiming an AARP discount is a sure way to make you feel old. On the other hand, you've lived this long. Why not enjoy some of the perks? And again, a good reminder here is just ask to get that discount. And your savings ballpark is around $434 a year. Groupon, not your father's crowd purchasing site. Groupon is a big, big deal. It's a crazy business model that's making a lot of headlines. The truth is, though, Groupon doesn't make as much news as it once did, and it's expanded into selling physical goods and offering retail-me-not style coupons. But the central concept is still alive and well, harnessing group buying power to negotiate huge discounts on local restaurants, classes, activities, and tickets. Most of the discounts are at least 40% off, but deals for 50 or 75% off aren't uncommon. You might see a coupon for $25 that buys you a $50 massage, or a $35 coupon for $50 worth of sushi, or a $99 coupon for $1,100 worth of dental care. And are you ready for this? The Groupon membership fee is nothing. You lose absolutely nothing by getting into Groupon. You just look over the offers each week and click it if you like one and you see one that you know that you'll use. In the olden days, you didn't actually get the coupon until a critical mass of people, 50 for example, had clicked buy. That's why merchants were tempted by Groupon. In exchange for offering those steep discounts, they could count on enormous masses of new customers. That minimum group size requirement is gone now. You just buy the deals you want to buy when you want to buy them. There's a Groupon phone app that makes it easy to see what's the latest deals and to show your waiter or salesperson your coupon. Here's a final word of advice. Groupon is a gigantic home run when you buy coupons for things you would have bought anyways. It's Discount City. Just don't be swayed by amazing deals for things you might not actually cash in on. You don't want to pay for 50% off something and then never get it. The deals are good only for a limited time and usually 6 months. After that, though, don't forget about them. A Groupon still has value, the amount you paid for it. If you paid $25 for $50 worth of sushi, your Groupon is still good for $25 worth of sushi. And the savings ballpark here is around $240 a year. Meet the Deal Rounders Uppers. Groupon is the most famous group buying deal site, but it's not the only one. It has very similar rivals in Living Social, Gilt, and others. But who on earth has the time to open up every one of these sites every day to see if there are worthwhile deals? Fortunately, you don't have to. Yipid, I'll spell that for you. YIPIT.com, Yipit, is a deal aggregator. It rounds up all the local deals from Groupon.com, LivingSocial.com, and other sites. Better yet, when you sign up, Yipit asks you to choose which kinds of deals you'd like to be shown. You might say you're up for travel, massage, and restaurants, but you don't want to be bothered by offers for golf and bridal or Botox. After that, you've got only one site to visit every day, pre-filtered and organized for your money-saving pleasure. Every time you buy a deal, Yipit gets a kickback from the originating site, Groupon or whatever. As a handy bonus, Yipit will split the commission with you in the form of what it calls Yipit cash back. And your savings ballpark here is around 15 minutes every day. And the economics and psychology of Costco. Costco is a warehouse club, a chain of 700 enormous airplane hangar-sized stores that specialize in selling stuff at huge discounts. If there's a Costco near you, or a Sam's Club, or a BJ's, which are very similar, you should investigate. Warehouse clubs attain the lowest prices through a bunch of systems. First, they sell memberships. It's around $55 a year. That's probably a little bit higher now for Costco. Without the card, you can't shop there. Bulk packaging, most of the stuff at warehouse clubs, comes in giant packages, enough to last you months. That means less packaging and lower pricing per item. Costco is therefore great for stocking up on stuff like pet food, human food, toilet paper, shampoo, contact lens solution, cleaning supplies, light bulbs, inkjet cartridges, alcohol, and so on. But those stores are also have deals on tires, gasoline, prescription meds, movie tickets, suitcases, travel packages, office supplies, camping gear, electronics, and TVs. Limited brands. Costco doesn't stock multiple brands of something if they're all the same. You won't find 35 varieties of Italian dressing. Interesting to note, a typical supermarket stocks around 50,000 items. The average Costco stocks around 4,000. And store brands. Costco store brand Kirkland gets high marks for quality, but cost much less than national brands. And limited packaging. You're supposed to bring your own shopping bags if you want them. There's also limited employees. It's hard to find a salesperson to ask for help. And power savings. Most Costco stores are illuminated by skylights during the day, so they spend a lot less on electricity. And before you dive in, keep in mind that a warehouse club membership can save you an insane amount of money every year if you'll use those huge quantities. $9 for 10 pounds of ground beef isn't a deal if you wind up throwing a lot of it away. For that reason, warehouse clubs work best for families or roommates who go through a lot of food and supplies. Second, the psychology of warehouse clubs is easy to spot. You're so thrilled by the discounts that you'd wind up going nuts. As a Family Circle article put it, outside of a Costco, I would never remotely entertain the thought of buying a trash bag-sized package of cheese doodles. However, roaming the aisles, drunk on value, it seems ludicrous to pass up the opportunity to own this giant sack of starch and orange food coloring for just $8.99. I mean, look, it's the price of 9 regular bags of cheese doodles at the deli, only there's probably 100 bags worth inside this one. Why not toss it in the cart? Therefore, the magic rule is go to a warehouse store equipped with a shopping list. Do not be swayed by insanely low prices on things you really don't need. Only then can you reap the benefits of a Costco without succumbing to its evil psychological charms. And the savings ballpark here can be around $695 a year. And now we'll move, as we close out this segment, into Chapter 11, Make Money with No Effort. Most of the tips in this book are dedicated to helping you spend less money. That's because most of the time, making money costs you time. And the goal of this book is to identify ways to enrich you without making any sacrifices. There are a few ways to earn money, though, that are so clever and underused that they deserve mentioning. These are ways to earn money without having to work a job. They're part-time. Actually, not even part-time. They're things you can do on your terms in your free time. Opportunities that have arisen in the era of smartphones, social media, and the sharing economy. And the first one they mention here is rent out your place. Good grief, what a great idea. Airbnb, the online marketplace that lets you rent out your spare room, whole home, or apartment to weary travelers. The visitors get much more interesting, non-cookie-cutter places to stay, usually for less money than they'd spend on hotels. And you get paid handsomely for the use of your place. How popular is this idea? Airbnb hosts are renting their places out about 125 million nights a year in 190 countries. You can rent out your place when you're away. Some people, on the other hand, own homes exclusively for the purpose of renting out to Airbnb guests. You can also rent out only part of your home, a room or a floor, for example, while you still live there. Although, of course, you'll make less money. You write up a description of your place and post photos and house rules. You charge whatever you want. Airbnb takes between 6 and 12%, depending on the price, plus 3% to process credit cards. Your home and your stuff are protected by a $1 million insurance policy courtesy of Airbnb. And you'll probably want to charge each guest a standard fee, maybe $75 for having the place cleaned and restocked with soap and shampoo, etc. Next time you're away, don't think of your home as an empty building. Think of it as a giant piggy bank ready to be fed. Earnings ballpark here could be as high as around $15,000 a year. Well, we're out of time for today's episode of Money Matters. Thank you for joining us. And until next time, this is Larry Wilson. Today's episode of Money Matters is underwritten by the Carter Glass Insurance Agency, serving our community since 1974. They can be reached at 919-781-1973. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Money Matters is also available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any questions, give us a call, 919-832-5138. Thank you again for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.